I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Straight Talk here on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU, online at 830WEEU.com, and now on 1160 WBYN. Folks, it's Nick Lawrence, so excited as always every week because I get such great guests on our show and I get an opportunity to bring them to you. Well, this lady is our guest, has been on my show a number of times over the years. You've become friends over the years as well, and such a prolific writer that she is. And she's a wellness consultant. She's a motivational speaker. She's a talk show guest, an author. And guess what, folks? She's authored 33 holistic health books. And, you know, she always comes to my show when she's got something new to offer. She says she's a woman who has the three most common and ordinary names in the country, but there's certainly nothing ordinary about her, with great credentials, lots of experience, a doctorate degree. She's strong in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. You know, so we're really blessed to have her on the show because it's been a while since we talked to our good friend. She has a brand new book out called Wired for High Liver Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Our special guest, my friend, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, welcome to the show.
Nick, thank you so much. I just stopped dancing. I love that music.
It's a great song.
Not
it really is. Good song.
He's like no other.
Yeah, that's
and
for
we're
sure.
Both Sagittarius.
You and he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that.
I'm the end of November. I think he's December 12th.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, that's cool, right? So you have something in common, music as well
and
as
blue eyes. We both have blue eyes.
Wow, you might be related.
I know. If we had more time, I have the greatest story. We'll see if we have time about where I met him and his wife at a men's clothing store in Beverly Hills, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Wow. That's great because there's certainly mixed emotions about Frank Sinatra as to whether or not he was a good guy or part of some nefarious organization or whatever, right? So anyway, look, you know, we always start our show with a little history because people, I mean, obviously you've been on my show a number of times, but maybe people have not remembered you or we have a new audience listening. So Susan, tell us your story. How did you get started in this field that you call holistic health? And we'll find out exactly what holistic health is.
All right. Well, gosh, it started a few years ago when I was in my teens. It's amazing how quickly life goes by in the blink of an eye. And I had some major challenges, obstacles, and tragedies that occurred. You'll read about in my book. But as a result of all that, I gained lots of weight. You know, meats, sweets, desserts, refined flour breads. They were my daily pleasures. And boy, did I suffer with joint pain all over my body as a teenager, terrible acne, allergies. I always had to carry around tissues with me to take care of a runny nose and sneezing and extra mucus I was coughing up. Let's hope nobody's eating right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a pretty picture. But my wonderful grandmother from Denmark, she was not a doctor, but she knew how to live close to the earth and live a natural lifestyle. She took me under her wings. She said if I followed her guidance for 30 days, she promised my allergies would be gone, no more sinus problems, no more aches in my joints, acne would clear up, I'd lose the weight, and I'd go from being very negative and not wanting to live anymore to positive and hopeful again. And needless to say, she had my attention, and I did live with her for that month. you know, there's that well-known adage that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
That's true.
And it worked that way. And so then after that month, for years, she taught me about the importance of a healthy, colorful diet, spending some time in nature, deep breathing, doing some prayer every day, and meditation, and reading the Bible, and making sure you get enough sleep and exercise, all the things I write about in my book. And she taught me that if I took care of my body, that my body would take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that God has blessed us with a most miraculous body. And one of our gifts back to God is to take really good care of our body. Mm-hmm. So initially, before all this happened, my grandmother was like really kooky, and we called her the health nut. But then she became my greatest mentor and the one who changed my life for the better. And what she taught me were some of the greatest blessings in my life and life lessons. And my passion for alternative and holistic health was born. And as a result of her great teachings and wisdom, in the last 33 years, and that's funny because that's the number of books.
Books, I know. I was just thinking that.
It's almost, 34. I haven't had a cold or a flu. And I choose to live as close to nature as possible and listen to what my body's telling me.
It's interesting because our bodies are really resilient, but we can hurt them by doing all the wrong things, as you said you did when you were a teenager. Your grandmother gave you all the information that you needed to change your life around. But we take these resilient bodies for granted a lot of times.
That is so true, because the body is self-renewing, self-rejuvenating, and it rebuilds itself, especially at night when we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll get enough sleep, because that's when a lot of the renewal is done. But most of us just take our health for granted until something really terrible happens.
Right, and then we get worried about it. So, Susan, one of the things that, people use this term holistic. I know you've been writing about it for many, many years, and you have the true understanding of what it is. But what would you say the word holistic means? What does that actually mean?
I love that. So it's really whole. The whole body is one. For example, the body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But the body is a great place to start. And living our best lives, to me, means first appreciating your magnificent body. The body is sacred, like I said. It's a temple of the living, loving spirit of God, and it deserves reverence. So you've got to treat yourself with respect and honor your body. And you can eat the best, healthiest foods in the world, but if you don't exercise, you're not going to be vibrantly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you could exercise hours a day, but if you eat a lot of junk food throughout the day, you're not going to experience radiant health. And then moreover, you could eat the best foods, Nick. You could exercise throughout the day, but if your thoughts are always negative, if you're always stressing out and angry, fearful, lots of guilt, gossip, what else? Doubt, worry, judgment, you're not going to be able to be healthy. So holistic means it's all connected. It's a new field of science called psychoneuroimmunology, where that's a great nine-syllable word.
It's a great
to bring
word,
up
love
at
it.
Boring parties. Hey, what do you think of psychoneuroimmunology? But it's all connected.
Yeah. So, you know what, Susan? People, what you're saying is so logical. And probably if you ask 90% of the population, they would know what you're saying to be true. But there's the disconnect between the word and the deed. What do you think holds people back from doing? You've written 34 books on this topic. What holds people back from doing exactly what you're saying? Does it seem overwhelming? Is it too complicated? What do you think the reason behind that is?
Number one, they might not have all the knowledge. Secondly, we as human beings are creatures of habit. We are really creatures of habit. For example, Nick, what you eat today, you will crave tomorrow. Our taste buds are addicted to salt, sugar, and oil. And the big manufacturing food companies know that we will continue to eat their foods that they make, the processed foods, if they have a lot of salt, sugar, and oil in them. And let's say you go on a healthier program of eating, and you think, oh, I think next Saturday I'm going to have a cheat day, you know, where you go off the
You reward yourself. I've been a good girl.
Exactly.
I've been a good guy. I deserve this.
I know, but remember that you'll crave that the next day. It's like I call it carryover craving.
That's interesting. I haven't heard it. Yeah. I haven't heard it said that way, but that really does make sense.
It does. So, and I write about in the book that Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days in a row will make or break a habit. And behavioral scientists have now discovered that he was right. So if you say drink more water, that's your agreement for 21 days. I'm going to do 8 glasses of water a day. Or you eat more fruits and vegetables. Or maybe you give up ice cream every night for dessert. After 21 days and you can't skip a day or you start back over, then you will no longer crave what you gave up or you will have established a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done this for decades, and every month, and I start at the beginning of the month, and I make one positive change. And you can combine a few things. You could say for 21 days I'm going to exercise at least 20 minutes a day and drink more water. But don't do so many things on your agreement list that you get overwhelmed and then you don't keep your promise to yourself. You don't keep your agreement. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, you can go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put 21-day agreement. And I have a beautiful sheet that you can print out where it has lines on it, and there's a section where it says, I, and then you put in your name, agree and commit to that for the next 21 days I will, and then fill it out, and then each day write that you did it, and sign it, and put it on your refrigerator where you see it. So, in other words, I'm getting back to if you make simple changes, and no one's saying you've got to do it for a year or 6 months or even 3 months. Most people can commit to 21 days, and you will feel so good and empowered and confident and build up the faith in yourself in 21 days that you will want to continue whatever you're doing and making more positive changes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, folks, we've missed Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's filled with all this great information. She has a brand new book. It's called Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. You put all those things together, how can you go wrong? Now, she just told us about establishing a 21-day routine or a habit, and you can do that by committing to doing it for yourself, and you have to stay faithful. Obviously, most of us know it's easier to break a habit than it is to make them, but I think if you follow her instructions, it's going to work for you as it's worked for many people. And she says she does these things all the time in her life. Anyway, you can go to her website, SusanSmithJones.com. That's easy enough. You can't possibly forget those names. SusanSmithJones.com and check out all the great information. It's there. I have it up in front of me right now. There's everything you need to know about health and wellness and nutrition and holistic healing, all of those great things, because she's written over 33 books and so many numbers of short stories and essays and things that there's so much information. There are a wealth of knowledge, as we're fortunate to have her as a guest on our show today. Anyway, folks, we're going to take
And on my homepage, you'll see my horse.
And your horse, that's right, is there. That's
horse.
Right. So we have to take a short break, Susan. Folks, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in just a minute with our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Stay with us. The name of the book, again, is called Wired for High-Level Wellness. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Straight Talk.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back, or welcome if you're just joining us here on Straight Talk on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU, online at 830WEEU.com, and now on 1160 WBYN. Folks, hope you've been listening from the beginning. We have a great guest on the line with me today. You probably have heard her voice in the past if you've been listening to Straight Talk for any number of years. She's been on my show a number of times over the years, and every time she comes out with a new book, she graces us with the idea that she promotes that book here on our show. Well, she has a brand new book. It's called Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Our special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, welcome back to the show.
So, Nick, I just muted because I love singing that song, and I wanted there to be somebody listening when you got on the other side of the music.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm unmuted now.
You're unmuted. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So we can talk then if you're unmuted. And what that means is that, you know, people are the one thing that bothers a lot of people today, and it's one of those buzzwords of the 2000s, we'll call it. Now it's 2020, and that is stress, right? Stress is a destroyer of people. And I want you to talk to us about the dangers of unmanaged stress, what that actually does to our bodies.
Well, it wreaks havoc on all of the 70 trillion plus cells in our body. Two-thirds of all doctor visits, and especially these days, are due to stress-related ailments. 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. And study after study shows, ladies, that women suffer more from both stress and depression much more often than men. And, you know, what causes you stress, Nick? Maybe it wouldn't cause me stress. Mm-hmm. We're all different. For some people, like, the biggest stress could be viruses going around. Or for some people, weather-related, like here in Brentwood in L.A. where I live, earthquakes or other places, floods, fires, hurricanes. For a lot of people, they're stressed out by deadlines at work. But stress has other causes. It can be triggered by emotions like anger and fear, worry, grief, depression, and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a lot of stress, it, as I mentioned, it really does a number on the body. It can lead to high blood pressure, heart problems, fatigue, sleep disorders, inflammation, sort of the precursor of most diseases now, obesity, muscle and joint pain, headaches, and all kinds of illnesses and chronic health conditions. But there are ways that we can manage stress.
Yeah, and I want to talk about those specifically. But so it made me think about what you said in your opening statement about that holistic is a connection of mind, body, and spirit. People sometimes doubt, Susan, that there is an effect that your psychology or your emotionality can literally change your physiology. And that's what you're talking about here. Stress, you said, is stress for some people is one thing. Stress for another person is something else. So there's some level of perception in how we see stress, right?
That is so fascinating that you just brought that up, because so many studies have shown that the people who feel the most stress are those people that feel like they've lost control of their environment. They've done studies where they gave subjects math tests, and for part of the test, it was quiet and easy in the room and no problems. But then for other parts of the test, they had lots of noise and bands and drums and they just... So people who felt like they had no control over a situation and, of course, felt more hopeless have the most stress. And stress is measured, by the way, by an EMG machine, electromyograph, mm-hmm. that you put electrodes on the surface of the body, like your arms and your chest and your core area, and you test the level of tension in the muscles. And it's fascinating to me, and I'm sort of skipping ahead to one of the best ways to relieve stress, and that is to get moving. Movement is the best medicine. There was a great study done at USC. Now, I'm a UCLA girl, mm-hmm. so they're our biggest rival, so I don't often like to say that. I'll just go USC softly.
Yeah.
And they took a group, none of your listeners or you and I wouldn't want to be in it, but they took a group of stressed and anxious subjects, and they put them on the track, a flat track, no hill work, and had them walk quick enough to raise their heart rates more than 100 beats per minute. So that's not that fast. And they also then took a control group, and instead of having them walk, they gave them a tranquilizer, and they found that the group that walked got a much reduced tension in the body by 20% by one single bout of walking. But those who took the tranquilizer had a very little difference. So studies have shown that all kinds of exercise, aerobics, going to the gym, walking, even practicing yoga, will help you have much lower stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to say to everyone, you must walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
That's
and
great.
On my website, yeah, in the sidebar, if you scroll down a little bit on the right, it will say Susan's Webinars. And I have a webinar that I did not long ago called Invest in Yourself with Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see me in action.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to motivate everybody to get moving and how to exercise and how the right kind of exercise will get your body in shape, help you make more money. And one of my most favorite quotes ever, because it's so true, is by my good friend Henry David Thoreau, who said, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the entire day." I love that.
That's a great quote.
And the only time I want my body to go downhill is after I've hiked uphill.
That's
my
great.
Favorite workout is hiking in the Santa Monica Mountains. Mm. I like being out in nature to work out.
It's so good. Look, we have so many things to talk about. So right on that continuum with stress, and one of the things that causes a lot of stress and as a result of stress is this word anger. You know, people today are angry, Susan. They're polarized because of their politics. They're upset because of protests. They're upset because of virus. They're afraid of that. So, you know, the antidote in my mind, and also I think you've said this yourself, that the antidote to all of that is kindness. Why do you say that kindness will get rid of the anger?
I love that question. Well, because kindness is an amazing panacea and remedy to really whatever ails you. If you think about it, well, at least let me say that my mom and grandmother always taught me to live by, a lot of young people don't know what this is, the golden rule.
Mm.
And you want to treat others the way you want to be treated. We all want the same thing, to be appreciated, respected, validated, and loved. And we've got to be kind to one another. Acts of kindness connect our heart to the heart of another person and creates a bridge over which our love can flow. Sometimes kindness can be anonymous, sometimes not. But either way, acts of kindness change us. And when we give of our highest selves, our God self within us, purely out of love, our body, our heart, our environment change. And for an instant, Nick, we realize that loving and being loved is the one true human vocation. We feel connected to the love in ourselves and the love of others. So, you know, for decades we've heard that slogan of random acts of kindness. And doing loving or lovely things for others for no reason at all has a lot of rewards, because in one instant, the best of our humanity and heart comes forward. And such gestures like this, that aren't expected, but if we can seize the opportunity to perform them, we are transformed. And I'll even go so far as to say that we become, in a sense, an angel for a moment. And touch the divine, we touch God, because by giving someone else pure love and joy without expecting anything in return, we become twice blessed in blessing another, and we bless ourselves. And every day, we have hundreds of opportunities to practice kindness towards our fellow humans, and we've got to seize these moments, especially now.
That's true. I mean, kindness, so in a sense, kindness is preventative. And it's also healing, Right. On the front end, it prevents you from getting angry because you're doing these acts of kindness that kind of dampen those feelings we have within us. And on the other end, it's healing, because if you've been angry and now you practice kindness, it seems to me that would help us assuage some of the anger that you do have. So it works on both ends of the spectrum, in a sense.
Yeah, and it does. And when you said healing, I'll tell you, boy, oh boy, does it heal. Because at a very cellular level, down at the atomic level, you know, we're just all vibrating light. You go to the atoms and neutrons and protons, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all just vibrating light. And when you do something kind for someone else, and let me also say this, if also you took time throughout your day to look for things for which you are grateful, for which you appreciate, it changes the vibrational rate of your entire body. You are filled with more light, and I believe you're even more connected to God. So you can change your vibrational rate by acts of kindness, by eating more raw foods that aren't cooked, by sleeping more, and by appreciating beauty all around you.
Mm-hmm.
Confucius said, I love this, everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. We need to train our eyes and our heart and our mind to be a beauty seeker. Take that 18-inch walk from your mind, always analyzing, judging, worrying, doubting, being fearful, and take that little walk down to your heart and live more from the God that is within you. And you know me. A lot of people listening have no idea who I am, but in terms of God in our lives, I like to live a God-centered life. And I bookend my day early morning with prayer and meditation. I do it before I go to bed at night. I've done this for decades. And I like God always to be the center of my life. And I do my affirmations. I let go and let God. I let God sit in the driver's seat. You know, God is my anchor. And
mm-hmm.
And we need, especially these days, we need to do that more. In my book, I have 2 chapters all about meditation. And in one of the chapters, there's a 5-minute meditation to quickly relax you, 5 minutes, and calm you no matter what chaos is going around you. And I tell you why meditation, studies show that if you meditate every day, just a little bit, it could be 5 to 10 minutes, your body within a year will be 15 years younger, how you look and physiologically than someone of the same age who doesn't meditate. The body thrives on movement, but the mind thrives on stillness. And you need to give your mind some stillness every day, and meditation will quell stress, mm-hmm. make you look younger, heal your body, help you achieve your goals, make you a happier, more positive person.
What an amazing thought. So your mind requires stillness, your body requires movement. So since they're linked together, we have to do both of those things. That's a really profound thought, Susan. I like
that's
that.
That's holistic health.
It is holistic health. Yeah, I like it. So I don't know that you can talk to us in 2 minutes about this, but we have a break coming up in 2 minutes. But I know this is what you live for yourself. You set the bar very high for yourself. So why is it important to do that? I can give you about a minute and a half or 2 minutes to explain that.
Okay, all right, boy, all right. Let me think about this. First of all, know what you want to achieve in life and go after your dream. Don't let anyone or anything cause you to doubt the power of your dreams and your goals. Remember that Mark 9:23, all things are possible for those who believe. And you have the power of God within you. You are a co-creator with God. And it's your birthright and potential, and yours, and of every human being. The only limitations are your own thoughts, your beliefs, your imagination. And if you have a clear vision of what you want, then the natural play of the universal forces and God forces will lead you to the accomplishment of that goal. One of your good friends, Henry Ford, knew all about this when he wrote, whether you think you can or not, you're right.
Absolutely.
And only you have the ability to create miracles in your life. The choice is always with you. It has nothing to do with luck, everything to do with believing in yourself as a child of God. And the great rule is if you can can conceive it in your mind, it can be brought into the physical world. And it takes boldness to go after your dreams. And when you compromise your dreams, Nick, and values, and live a life that's expected of you rather than what your heart asks of you, you give away that power and you disconnect. I say, if it's to be, it's up to me. Mm. You need to step up to the plate and become the president and CEO of your health, your body, and your life.
Wow.
That's your new job title.
What? That is my new job title. It's everybody's new job title. At least it should be. Anyway, folks, what an amazing message we're getting from our special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Wired for high-level wellness, simple ways to rejuvenate, meditate, and prosper. While you're listening to the show, you can go to her website, which is her name, SusanSmithJones.com, or you can just wait till after the show and certainly go there. I want you to tell everybody about our show. First of all, tell everybody about this particular show, because the information that Dr. Jones is giving us is incredible. She's always been a great guest and continues this high level of achievement for herself and sharing her messages with all of us. But then also tell everybody about the show in general. We do some really great topics here, and I want everybody to know about it. So tell everybody that you can about our show. We're going to take a short break for some messages. Can't wait to get back with our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, the author of a brand new book, Wired for High Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. I know you're not going to go away. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues.
Hey, everybody, welcome, and welcome back to Straight Talk here on The Voice, 8:30 a.m. WEEU. 830WEU.com and 1160WBYN. Not only do we have the best guests, folks, I play the best music. And I know our special guest today loves the Frank Sinatra and the music, so that's why we're playing that for her today. Our special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, the author of a brand new book that she says, Wired for High-Level Wellness. What a title that is, right? How simple ways to rejuvenate, meditate, and prosper. I mean, all of those things are interrelated to each other. Now, Susan, I am back with you. And, you know, your website, SusanSmithJones.com, is loaded with so much information. But can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of what people will find if they go there, and any special features you want people to look for?
Yes, yes, yes. Lots of free articles every day on the top right. You have a special quote to help you throughout the day, a positive quote from one of my books. Down in the sidebar, you have a daily motivational affirmation that you can carry with you throughout the day. Make sure to sign up for my free monthly newsletters. You just go to the sidebar that's on the right side. You click a button. It takes 10 seconds. You'll get lots of gifts when you sign up. I do not inundate you with email. Once a month, you'll get a beautiful, beautiful, healthy living newsletter. And then you'll see other interviews that are posted. If you go to the navigation bar, go to New Book. And under New Book, there's a drop-down. You can read excerpts from the book. You can read the entire foreword, the table of contents. You can see the back cover. You can really you can see a sampler of the book. So you'll be able to check out the book, and every day there's a blog and just lots on my website.
Mm-hmm. So when people get the copy of your book, what kinds of things will they find within the book itself? I do want to talk to you about some of those things. We've gained some general information, and we'll get into some other detail here. But the book itself, why is this different from the other things that you've written?
Yes, because it's truly holistic. So many health books. I have a book on exercise, one on foods, but this has everything. I have two chapters because I'm getting older. I'm in my 60s now. So I've got tips for brain vitality at any age and the foods to eat and not eat if you want to have a good brain well into your older years. I have chapters on how to detoxify, cleanse, and reinvigorate your body so in 30 days you can look and feel 10 years younger. I have a chapter on prosperity, how you can be a magnet for prosperity and blessings. And by the way, there's something you can do with your wallet. You'll read it in the book that if you change a few things around and fix something in your wallet within a day or two, you'll see how you will be attracting more income to you.
Mm-hmm.
I have chapters on how gratitude heals, about sleep, about the best foods to eat, how to lose weight, about heat therapy, longevity practices that really work. I know a lot of people tell me I look about 20 to 25 years younger than my age, but I know exactly what to do, the things that my grandmother taught me. I even talk about, for the first time ever, in detail, I should say, about my faith and God-centered life. So you'll learn a lot about my faith-based lifestyle. And I have lots of stories in the book about my life, personal life, and my clients. And because there's so much info, I even have a few intermission breaks because it's important to laugh more and not take everything so seriously. And I give you jokes that people tell me now that are so funny that it starts them crying because they're laughing so hard. And then you get a good abdominal workout when you laugh that hard. So I've got just a wealth of information in the book.
Well, I mean, you do. And ever since I've known you, it's always been that. You always give more than anyone else that I've ever known when it comes to giving information about things, because I know you're dedicated to not only dedicated to your own health, but certainly the health of the people that read everything that you write. So, I mean, it's really great stuff. And, you know, diet, we talked about this before, what do you always say? Let your food be thy medicine, let your medicine be thy food.
Reversed. Said that.
The other way around, right?
Yeah. Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. The body is pretty much made in the kitchen and it's shaped in the gym. But your diet is so important. Keep in mind that you want to drink lots of purified water. 70% of our bodies are water, of ourselves and the earth. 70%. That's no coincidence. So we need to keep our body fully hydrated. A little bit, 3% of dehydration causes your metabolism to go down and your brain to be fuzzy. Mm. But in terms of diet, remember that produce, you know, fruits and veggies, is the most important health care that your money can buy. And good health really does start in the kitchen by choosing the foods that are colorful and beautiful. And like my grandmother used to say to me, my nickname was Sunny. So she'd say, Sunny, look to nature for the answers of what to eat. You don't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines. The more natural your food is, the more likely it is to have an abundance of healthy nutrients that boost immunity, protect your body from disease, and promote youthful vitality. And, you know, Nick, I say in talks that to people that you can, yes, you can sit down to a breakfast of bacon and eggs and butter and white toast and take your cholesterol and blood pressure lowering medications. That's your right. But if you choose to take charge of your body and eat better foods, a more healing natural foods diet like I write about in my book, your body will thank you every day for the rest of your life. And studies show that you can reverse heart disease just by diet alone. A diabetic patient can go off their medication by dietary changes. I work with people all the time, thousands of people for decades around the world, so I know this. Kidney stones can be prevented as well as cancer and obesity. And these studies all demonstrate that a good diet is the most powerful weapon we have against sickness and disease. And it comes down to four things, Nick: breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. And a lot of people are digging their graves every time they sit down to a meal. And in addition to the good diet, listen, who else but Susan will talk about this, but you want to make sure that you drink a lot of water, you work out, you eat foods high in fiber. Only plant-based foods have fiber, because you want to have a good bowel movement every day. You don't want to be constipated. And so at least one good bowel movement a day, and if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds would be really great during the day. And if you eat my kind of diet, which is lots of fiber and water and get your sleep and exercise, then there'll be no problem. Because, and remember, I have two chapters on how to detoxify and cleanse the whole body. Mm-hmm. That tube from your mouth down to the other end is about 25 to 30 feet, but for a lot of people, it's clogged up. And some doctors will mistakenly say to you, it's okay if you just have three or two bowel movements a week. At least you're regular.
No.
Daily.
So, Susan,
and we don't have time for me to go into all the details why, but you'll get it in the book.
Yeah, so those things that you just mentioned, all the things that you can do, are they specific? Is there a specific way to eat because of stress? We talked about how important stress is and how difficult, what it does to our bodies. So is the things that you mentioned,
yes,
are the same things that we would use for a diet to relieve or to assuage,
yes,
stress?
Yes, you're brilliant, really. I love that. You want to take stress off your digestion. You'll probably replay that part many times, what I just said.
Sure.
You'll take stress off your digestive system by eating a diet that's natural. You know, if you can get organic, that's wonderful. If not, wash your produce well with lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. Those are high in water content and more easily digestible. You know, things like lettuce and spinach and beautiful pineapple and oranges and, you know, and I'll mention vitamin C, but a lot of leafy greens. When you're green inside, you're clean inside. You want to eat as many leafy greens as possible. And remember, in case you don't know this, or maybe you do, that vitamin C is so important for the immune system. It protects against immune system deficiencies, very important right now, cardiovascular disease, eye health, skin wrinkling, pregnancy health. But most people don't know that the body does not produce vitamin C, and it does not store it. It can't store it either. So you either get it from your food or dietary supplements. I take lots of extra vitamin C, and you don't want to have extra sugar in your diet. 6 teaspoons of sugar, the amount in usually a candy bar, 6 teaspoons will reduce the ability of white blood cells to destroy unfriendly bacteria by 25%. 12 teaspoons, Nick, the amount usually in a single can of soda pop, reduces the ability of these white blood cells by 60%.
Wow.
And, on and on. But so vitamin C, you've got oranges, but you've got more even in broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, green and red peppers, dark leaf greens, spinach, and winter squash.
We could go on and on. I just want you to give us
okay.
a wrap. I wish we had another 2 hours to talk, Susan. But so I want you to give us a final thought. The way you've been living, the way you've been eating, and the way you've been writing, has that changed you dramatically? You said from the beginning what you were like when you were 17 to versus where you are now, right? So it's changed your life dramatically, hasn't it?
Yeah, I only wish I knew way back then what I know now. Mm. You know, don't we all?
Yes.
I think one of the best life lessons for me, the most powerful life lesson, is that it's so important to simplify outer things in our lives so that the inner life can take the driver's seat, so God can be my cornerstone. You know, out of clutter finds simplicity. And keep in mind this Tibetan proverb, the secret to living well is eat half, because most of us overeat, by the way. So eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure.
Wow. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, what a great interview. What a great person. Thanks for bringing all this amazing information to our audience. I look forward to talking to you to the next time, Susan. So please take care of yourself. Stay on the line. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thank you.
Sure. Folks, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, go to her website, which is her name, SusanSmithJones.com, and get a copy of this book. What an amazing book. You're going to love it. There's so many great pieces of information in there. Wired for High-Level Wellness, just one of the many books, but our latest one. Check it out. Folks, think about the things we've talked about today. Come back and visit with me the next time. Tell everybody about this. This is Nick Lawrence. I'll see you on the radio.
It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.